we have on the line from Chicago. Don't you live near Chicago? We're in Chicago, aren't?
Chicago, Cook County.
In Cook County, okay. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay, this is Art Ski, and he's been emailing us back and forth for 6, 7, 8 months, maybe a year by now. And finally, Art, we've talked you into being on the air with us.
Yep.
And I want to find out a few things about you before we get into your abduction story, which sounds pretty pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the right term. well, first of all, I guess that's what got your attention and got your interest in the UFOs, huh?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, before that, you probably... were you a believer, or were you even interested, or was it even on your radar screen?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I never believed in UFOs, but, you know, after you've seen one and, you know, experience stuff, I guess you start believing in UFOs.
Yeah, it got your attention.
Yep.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, now why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your story and how it started. And the thing that gets my attention is, I guess, you have those photos with those scars.
Yeah, did you get them? Did you get some contact?
Yes, uh-huh. And they'll be up on our website with this interview tomorrow.
Okay.
And so why don't you explain to me a little bit about what happened there and how you discovered the scars and the whole thing?
Well, this happened about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's recent then.
Yeah. Maybe last year.
Mm-hmm.
December, October, I'm not sure.
Somewhere along in there.
Yeah.
Just about approximately a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it happen? Where were you? What happened? Were you in bed, at home, or what?
Well, I went to visit my doctor to get a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? He noticed these scars on my back. And he asked me, what are those scars? And I'm like, what scars? I had no clue they were there. So then when I came back home, I decided to take a look. And there they were, big scars. I have no idea how they got there.
Did the doctor examine them a little bit, or just took a little notice to them and ask you about them?
Well, he just looked at it,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Okay, yeah. So you got home and you looked in the mirror, I guess, and you had these scars, and did they bring back something at that time, or were you still in the dark?
No, I didn't bring anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was lost. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was never abused or anything, you know, so there's no way I could have got those. Plus, I mean, if you take a look at the scars, they're pretty deep. And I mean, even if someone would cut me with a knife, I would probably bleed to death or something, right?
Well, for sure you would have remembered it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So you had these mysterious scars. Do you remember anything? Did it start coming back to you, or is it just the fact that you had these mysterious scars and you don't know how they got there?
Well, I mean, I never got any flashbacks. I mean, I had some dreams, but, you know, that's about it. I mean, I don't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have dreams, you said you had dreams. Were they always the same kind of dream, or?
Well, not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had one or two, but I don't see nothing related to what happened to me, you know. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, did you dream of a little green man or little gray guys? Or?
No, I never dreamed of that. Mm-hmm. I never had a dream about the green man or.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, you say you had some dreams that you may have attached to this. At least somebody cutting you up or something?
Not really.
Uh huh.
Well, I just once I had a dream of walking down the street, seeing a UFO, and that's about it.
What was a UFO? What did it look like?
Well, I guess it was like a disc shape.
Uh-huh. And it was at night or daytime in your dream?
I believe it was daytime.
And you were walking down the street, a street familiar to you?
Yeah, it was my street.
Mm-hmm. Out in front of where you live?
Yeah.
No one else around?
Nope.
And you don't remember whether or not you were brought inside this craft or anything. You just remember the UFO?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the reason you'd probably like to be on the air here more than anything else is to find out if someone else has something similar to this that's happened to them, huh?
Well, yeah, I went online and researched scars similar to mine, and I actually found some people, but they never replied back.
Now, when you say you found some scars similar to yours on the internet, you mean stories of people with pictures that said that they had these scars and didn't know what they were?
Yeah, I only heard stories, no pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but before all this happened, maybe like 2 years ago, there was a big incident in my house. I was sleeping on my bed, and I see this red light come through my room.
It literally came into the room?
Yeah.
Floating around or something?
Yeah. I mean, it looked like a laser sight thingy.
Uh-huh.
But it was thin, maybe like 2 inches long, and just floated.
Would it kind of shoot out like a laser and?
Yeah, it was making sharp turns.
Uh-huh.
Came up to my bed, stopped, and disappeared by the window. It was kind of weird. I never knew what it was. But it was kind of freaky.
Now, you say this was a dream, or you remember it?
I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
This actually happened.
It actually happened sometime during the night. Did you wake up right after that? Or was it just the next day and it occurred to you?
No, I was watching TV. And
no, you were awake when this happened?
Yeah.
And you don't know if this is when you got the scars or not.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you when I got it.
Do you remember any pain or anything like that?
No, I don't remember any pain.
You know, those things, those scars are pretty deep. Those cuts are pretty deep. Those wounds are pretty deep. You would think that you would have been in pain when you were healing.
Correct.
Do you have any missing time?
No, I can't remember.
Uh-huh. Where do you live, in an apartment or a house?
Apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like a house.
Mm-hmm.
2 floors.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your neighbors, nobody's. Have you told? Well, somebody obviously took these pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so you've told people about it.
Well, I only told like a few. I mean, this is the first time I'm actually telling the story.
Well, we are complimented, and we understand. You're confused about how this happened, and we complimented that you chose us to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, don't mind my probing. I'm just trying to find out as much as I can, and I hope you understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
These scars, you had no clue until you went to the doctor.
Nope.
And the doctor, and this was an examination for something else, and had nothing to do with cuts. You have no blood or anything on your bed sheets or anything like that?
No, I have no blood on my T-shirt, nothing. I never remember bleeding on my back.
Now, when do you have you thought about it in this manner? Is there a time frame in which this could have happened? In other words, you say it happened about a year ago. That's when the doctor saw the scars?
Yeah, correct.
Now, before that, had you had an occasion to have your shirt off or anything like that summer? And I guess you would have. Sometime or another, maybe somebody would have seen it. So what I'm trying to do, Artsky, is try to narrow it down to a time frame. In other words, happened October, November, then maybe that summer you might have been swimming or something.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I was swimming the summer before, and maybe September, August.
So you're saying late August into September, into October, November, right in that period.
But
That's when it probably happened.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I was swimming, and I mean, if I'll be swimming, people would notice it, right?
Yes.
And nobody never said anything about it, you know?
Yes, I understand. So that's the reason I was asking that. So we're down into a 60 or 90 day period when it could have happened. And during September, October, you had no missing time. Were you ill at any time? Were you?
Yeah, I was sick. That's why I went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I had breathing problems.
You had trouble breathing?
Yeah.
And what did the doctor decide was wrong there, if anything?
Mm-hmm.
What did the doctor say about that, your breathing problems?
Well, I don't know. It was sort of like an asthma,
mm-hmm.
but it was something else.
Do you still have it?
No.
So it went away. It was somewhat like maybe a late summer, early fall cold, a sinus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is all you have. You don't have any clue to what happened.
No.
Other than that, have you, and the dreams you've had, other than the one of seeing the flying saucer, the saucer-type UFO in front of your house in the daytime with no one else around, is the only thing you've had even similar to. I mean, you haven't dreamed of being cut up by anybody or anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. And late at night, you don't suddenly awake and think somebody's around.
Well, sometimes I feel that there might be something in my room or my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Had you had this feeling before you realized you had the scars?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. Because this is kind of a shock. So basically, I guess what we'll do, Art, is we're going to put this on our website, put the pictures. We'll have this segment of audio on demand starting very shortly, probably tomorrow. And we'll put all of this together. Maybe we can get some other people that have had similar stories and they can come forward.